We do that over the course of this week with liturgies and hymns and rituals and time for quiet and stillness. And all of this is rooted in the ancient tradition of pilgrimage. Pilgrimage to Jerusalem for a special observance of Holy Week. The earliest account of one such pilgrimage was by a 4th-century woman named Egeria. And she writes that they begin Palm Sunday at the top of the Mount of Olives, and throughout the day they walk down the mount carrying their branches and stopping to sing hymns and to hear lessons. In the evening they enter Jerusalem, just as Jesus did, with songs of praise. And then throughout the week they follow Jesus' journey from the last meal with his disciples to his lonely prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane to his arrest, his trial, his crucifixion, and his burial. The people who make this journey are not tourists, traveling to observe and question the sights and events from a safe distance. No, they are pilgrims, intending to give themselves over to the unfamiliar, to immerse themselves in everything that they see and do, and let that experience ask questions of them, trusting that if they give themselves fully to this pilgrimage, they will be transformed. That's our invitation this week, too, to be pilgrims. Over the years, there has been a familiar Holy Week rhythm here at St. Mark's. We gather each day for services as we recall how it was that Jesus offered himself as embodied love on his journey to the cross. But this year, things are different. We are distanced from each other. It's not the first time that Christians have refrained from gathering in a church building due to epidemic illness. That happened 100 years ago when Seattle was grappling with the Spanish flu. But it's the first time for almost all of us. And there are so many different circumstances among us. Some are alone in lockdown in their senior living community, distressed that they are unable to leave their room even to get the mail. Some are at home juggling the demands of remote work and homeschooling children and caring for elders from afar and worrying that they are letting someone down. Some are working in the hospital in stressful conditions or in other essential services, afraid that they will get sick or that they will take the virus home. Others are filing for unemployment and trying to figure out how long their finances will hold because they've lost their job. And there are many in vulnerable health who are anxious and praying for healing. This is some of the context for Holy Week this year, but it is not unknown to God. A short time before Jesus is arrested and begins his journey to the cross, he goes with his disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. He takes Peter, James, and John aside and says to them words that are deeply personal. And he shares his agitation. He says to them, "I am deeply grieved, even unto death. Please stay here with me." The Greek words that Matthew uses in this gospel describe a state of deep distress, a profound disarray that is expressed physically. And the root connotation is the experience of being separated from others, an experience that results in anguish. That is what Jesus feels. So Jesus tells his friends about this distress, and then he turns to God, saying, "My Father, if this cup cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." Because God became flesh and dwelt among us, there is no human pain or suffering that is unknown to Jesus or that is separate from God's love. This Holy Week, we follow Jesus by worshiping from home. Through live stream and Zoom, as the Dean said, there are many opportunities to join this broad community of faith. For evening prayer on Monday and Tuesday, for walking the Stations of the Cross on Wednesday, for participating in foot washing and agape meal and stripping the altar on Maundy Thursday, for keeping the night watch with Jesus overnight into Good Friday, when we will hear the Passion, and then joining the great vigil of Easter on Saturday and sharing in celebration on Easter Day. It is our established tradition, but experienced in a new way. And even though we will be distanced from each other, we will be one body united in our common worship from home. Our circumstances this year also offer a unique opportunity to worship at home and to notice and honor the presence of God in our messy daily lives. It may feel a little self-conscious to process around the living room or to wash your partner's feet in the kitchen, but it can open our eyes to how mundane actions are shot through with the holy, how bringing flowers into the house expresses gratitude to God, and how doing dishes is service to others. So we are pilgrims this week, not in Jerusalem, but in our own homes. If we give ourselves fully to this pilgrimage, willing to immerse ourselves in the worship and ritual and letting the experience do the work, we will be transformed. Will you go with me?